And finally, my thoughts turn to legendary guitarist Paco de Lucía. He passed away apparently after suffering a heart attack on a beach in Mexico. He was 66. First time I heard de Lucía was way back, perhaps the same way you discovered him, on this recording. Paco de Lucía performing there with jazz guitarist Al Dimiola. That 1981 recording of Friday Night in San Francisco was my introduction to de Lucía and the style he innovated, Nuevo Flamenco. In the years since, I was lucky to see Paco de Lucía several times in concert, interviewed him a couple of times too, even had his number programmed into my phone, and had the unfortunate experience of accidentally pocket-dialing him in Spain a few times in the middle of the night. But it was about 2 years ago that I finally met him in person. That evening, before his concert in Boston, he reflected on his life in music and what started it all.
I was a very poor guy. My aspiration in life was to survive. And I think I have the idea that the people who suffer has more creativity than the people who has everything, you know? I spend my time all over the world, you know? I am traveling from 12 years old that I came to this country, playing with a ballet of Jose Greco. Jose Greco was a very well-known dancer. And I came with my brother Pepe. He was a singer, and I played the guitar. I was a kid, and we spent 1 year touring in a bus all over the United States. From that time till now, I didn't stop. I am tired, many years non-stop, but it's the only way I have to communicate with the people. I play music, and with the music you can go anywhere. I have the sensation that I should like to have another life in a way, you know, because I should like to learn, for example, harmonies and music. If I should have now 20 years old, I would come to Boston, to Berkeley, to learn harmonies, you know. I don't read music. Everything I did it through my intuition.
Despite his desire to have a proper musical training, whatever that is, Paco de Lucía was one of those rare musicians who not only created his art through intuition, he used his intuition to create a new musical form, Nuevo Flamenco. We'll leave you with one slice of that legacy, Paco de Lucía's timeless collaboration with one of his great musical partners, the flamenco singer Camarón de la Isla, another who died too young. This is the title track from a recording of theirs titled Potro de Rabia y Miel.